Robert played an integral role in helping us reach another goal, by the way. I want to give you a little bit of backstory. Every day we do a segment called The Most, where we look at the most emailed, most popular, most read stories on the web. And as a part of that segment, we keep close tabs on the NPR.org most emailed list. Well, one day we decided we wanted one of our stories to make the most NPR list, even go to number one. So BPP producer Dan Pashman took up the challenge and, after careful study, devised a foolproof plan. Here's how it happened.
Well, Ali, I looked at the common topics and themes in the NPR Most Email list to find out what types of stories and what subjects tend to make it to number one. Here's what I found. Food stories and recipes are huge. Folks love those. Neti pots, which are homeopathic devices used for nasal irrigation. You pour saline solution into your nose. That was one of the most emailed stories of 2007, the Neti pots. Student life. Star Wars. A lot of Star Wars fans in NPR.org world. Republican presidential candidate Ron Paul. We all know from our show.
Yes.
Anything on Ron Paul gets a lot of attention. Interesting scientific discoveries and studies.
Okay.
Get a lot of emailing. Quinoa, which is a grain. A story about quinoa was also one of the most emailed of all of 2007.
It was on there forever.
Forever. Then one of the always popular big ones on the list, NPR's esteemed science correspondent Robert Krulwich.
Yes.
Then there are the classical arts, theater slash opera slash classical music. And then, of course, the whole This I Believe series, which are first-person accounts, often of personal tragedy slash loss and the overcoming of said loss.
Very popular.
So with all these elements in mind, I put together a piece that's my attempt to get to number one on the NPR.org most emailed story list. Here you go. I was making quinoa cakes shaped like Yoda the day my dog, Pavarotti Skywalker, died. He was chasing the tennis ball, playing in the yard, when he was crushed to death by NPR's esteemed science correspondent, Robert Krulwich.
Come on, boy. Come on, boy.
Oh! I haven't made Yoda-shaped quinoa cakes since. But I believe in moving on, and I know the only way to move beyond my beloved Pavarotti Skywalker's death is to enjoy the food we enjoyed together so many times. So I'm in my apartment in Brooklyn, where I bring 1.5 cups of water to a boil in a medium saucepan, wash and drain a cup of quinoa, and simmer the quinoa in the covered saucepan. While the quinoa cooks, I like to prepare my palate for the feast by using a neti pot to irrigate my nasal passages. Saline solution. As we all know, a good nasal irrigation usually takes about 20 minutes, which is also how long it takes the quinoa to absorb all the water. Stir one lightly beaten egg into the quinoa, separate the mixture into clumps, and arrange them on a baking sheet, each in the shape of Yoda. You all remember what Yoda looks like, right? After allowing the cakes to chill in the fridge, put them in a hot oiled skillet. That sizzle was always Pavarotti Skywalker's favorite part. While the quinoa cakes fry, I read up on a fascinating study from the scientific journal Child Development. This one says that if you teach your kids that their intelligence is capable of increasing, they do better in school. It's a self-fulfilling prophecy. 8 to 10 minutes later, you've read the piece and the quinoa cakes are golden brown, which means they're done. Seeing them in my kitchen brings back a flood of memories. Pavarotti Skywalker and I sure had some good times together. I want the healing to begin, and I know it must, but something is holding me back. Hey, NPR's esteemed science correspondent, Robert Krulwich.
Hi, Dan. How are you?
I'm all right. I know we haven't spoken in a while.
It's been a bit of a time, yeah.
Would you like a quinoa cake shaped like Yoda?
A quinoa cake? This thing here? It's shaped like... Let me... Actually, these are pretty good.
They sure are, Robert Krulwich. They sure are.
Oh, and Dan, I meant to tell you before, I'm really sorry that I killed your dog.
That's okay, Robert Krulwich. That's okay. Breaking bread with someone has never made me feel so whole. And now I'm pleased to report that I've welcomed a new puppy into my life. I named him Ron Paul. Here, boy. Dan Pashman, NPR News, New York.
Now, that piece shot to number two with a bullet on the NPR.org most emailed list. But just when it looked like it couldn't be stopped, another story on NPR.org got picked up by Yahoo News, and it was posted on Yahoo.com, and that was that. Some dumb story about how being sad is good for you. Whatever. Anyway, well, we never got the piece to number one, but we're going to give it one more shot. We're posting it on the site all over again, and we're starting from scratch. Email that story, people. If we can get it to be the one of the most emailed stories of 2008, it can be our show's lasting legacy. And remember, if you enter a bunch of email addresses separated by commas, the site only counts that as one email. You have to put each address in its own, hit send, and then enter the next one. I mean, what else do you have to do this weekend? Now get to it. Next up on the show, Ben Harper from the BPP Archives. This is the Bryant Park Project from NPR News.